The Atom, a Two-Faced Friend. The atom is an extremely minute particle of matter which may come in the form of a liquid, solid, or even a gas. Huge, powerful microscopes are inadequately intricate to detect a single atom, but it is undoubtedly present. Save for the tremendous energy of the A-bomb, absolutely nothing is capable of splitting it. Albert Einstein, the ingenious discoverer of atomic energy and the developer of the theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, did not intend the immense power to be a destructive device, but a means of helping the people. Using the precious atomic force for killing people is like first using electricity for electric chairs, announced the mathematically minded wizard. Let's analyze this assertion and see if we agree. Devoted solely to warfare, the bomb, in a matter of hours, can annihilate adversaries and leave a substantial portion of the surface plus a fair amount of the interior of the earth in desolate ruins. Commanding generals and officers assume that this is an excellent faculty, but imagine that both sides possess this dynamic energy, which they so haughtily do, and if just a few were ignited on each opposing side, yes, it's the end of the war, but possibly the end of two great continents. Nevertheless, constructively utilized, it replaces valuable and limited supplies of coal, wood, electricity, and of course, most stupendous of all, manpower. To estimate its vast capabilities, a mere cubic foot could light a city corresponding to New York for an entire week, or rocket propel a spaceship to reach the moon with the velocity of not two, not three or four, but 30 to 35 times the speed of sound. Ponder over the question a few minutes and I'm sure you'll agree with Einstein. The peaceably used, the atom is more correctly used. As I mentioned in the title, the atom is two-faced. It can still change its mind. Only you, the future rulers of our complicated world, can persuade the atom to be eternally constructive and never more destructive.